SBS उर्दू SBS साउथ एशियन पर।
ऑस्ट्रेलिया में 11 अगस्त को सेंसस नाइट है और उस रात ऑस्ट्रेलिया की सरहदी हदूद में रहने वाले हर शख्स को गिना जाएगा, उसके कवायद जमा किए जाएंगे। मगर इस दौरान में बहुत से ऐसे स्कैम्स, फ्रॉड, जालसाजी के वाकयात भी हो सकते हैं जिनसे बचना बेहद ज़रूरी है। इस सिलसिले में हमने नेशनल सेंसस स्पोक पर्सन एमिली वॉल्टर से बातचीत की है, जिसकी उर्दू ट्रांसक्रिप्ट भी मौजूद है। sbs.com.au/urdu पर जाइए या SBS ऑडियो की मोबाइल ऐप देखिए। आइए सुनवाते हैं मर्दमशुमारी के बारे में स्कैम्स के मुतालिक ये मालूमाती बातचीत। I have a pleasure of having Emily Walter, the National Census spokesperson, and we have first episodes of our podcast series, which has already been broadcast and the video available on the SBS Urdu Instagram and Facebook pages. This is the second episode and we are discussing mostly about the scams related to, especially during the census time. So Emily, welcome to SBS again.
Thank you so much.
Where can migrant get help in their own language to block and report scams?
On our website, we have support 26 different languages for our information. So that's the first port of call for understanding what the census is and who they might expect to see, so that they can identify any scam or misinformation. The translating and interpreting service is a really important part of connecting with our call centre so that people can ask questions in language about any concerns that they have or to verify anything that they are seeing. So I think that's the most important thing, to know that in language support is available if you call that to translation and interpretation service.
Thank you. And how can people check if a worker at the door is real, and what should they do if they feel unsafe?
We will only have a field staff member coming to your door if they're dropping off a form that you've requested, or if you're in an area where you haven't been able to receive a letter. And these field staff will be knocking on doors, following up households that haven't responded, or delivering forms or answering questions. It's very important that you are able to recognise them as official ABS staff, and for that reason they have an identification card tag around their neck. They should have that visible, and if they haven't, you should ask to see it. They also will mostly be carrying a bright yellow satchel, which they have all their materials in, and so that's very identifiable as well. The ABS will never ask anyone for identity documents, passwords, money, bank details or anything like that. Additionally, we will never email or SMS or call someone unless they've provided the number or email address to an official representative for the purpose of contacting them, and that may be through a staff member or through the contact centre. So we will never email, call or SMS without you first having provided some information to an official.
What should international students and visitors who are a little bit more vulnerable do if a scammer threatens them with a deportation threat?
The census is absolutely not about identifying people, you know, or sharing any information in a way that's likely to identify them. We will certainly never be threatening. And so if people feel threatened, they should keep themselves safe as a priority. And that means, you know, hanging up on a call if they feel it's not legitimate, or closing the door on someone who they feel is being threatening.
آسٹریلیا میں 11 اگست کو قومی مردمشماری منعقد ہو رہی ہے اور اس دن موجود آسٹریلیا کی سرحد میں ہر شخص کو گنا جائے گا، اس کا وائف جمع کیے جائیں گے۔ اس سلسلے میں کس طرح کے اسکیمز یا خطرات یا دھوکہ دہی کے واقعات بھی ہو سکتے ہیں، ان سے کیسے بچا جائے، اسی سلسلے میں ابھی آپ نیشنل سینسز اسپوک پرسن ایملی والٹر سے ہماری انگریزی میں کی گئی بات چیت سن رہے تھے، جس کی اردو ٹرانسکرپٹ بھی ہماری پوڈ کاسٹ پر موجود ہے۔ تفصیلات کے لیے sbs.com.au/اردو پر جائیے یا SBS آڈیو ہماری بالکل مفت اینڈرائڈ اور ایپل ڈیوائسز کے لیے موجود موبائل ایپ کو ڈاؤن لوڈ کیجیے۔ میں ہوں ریحان الوی اور آپ ہیں SBS اردو کے ساتھ۔
SBS اردو SBS ساؤتھ ایشین پر۔